I would like to provide some explanation. For FY19, we have the enterprise business strategy for Japanese market, which was shared with you in spring, and this is just a recap. And I would like to update you on each one of these items later on. Based on business process, we want to provide security solution that crosses various organizations. Our intelligence, it should be fully utilized so that product development, support, development, service, all of these different organizations will be supported. Very large enterprise customers, we are involved in their businesses, and we would like to continue to do business as comprehensive solution vendor by leveraging the intelligence. And the second point I want to highlight is SOC managed services. Partners who are providing the services should be supported by Trend Micro. And as Eva mentioned before, we have MDR, XDR. These types of intelligence will support the efforts of our partners, and comprehensive services will be delivered to each end customer, and we will continue to improve this. And the third point is IoT. Smart home, smart car, smart factory, each of them are progressing quite nicely. I would like to talk about this later. For consumer market, we have global and domestic home network security. We promised that we will accelerate our efforts, and I will come back to this later on. So let's start with our domestic situation. Second quarter, enterprise business. Hybrid infrastructure protection, HIP. We have deep security on the slide, and this is showing strong growth. And the security growth is seen across the board, including a small business area. Based on the SaaS model that was mentioned before, deep security sales is growing strongly, 55% year-on-year, and also 53% new sales. This is a very fast growth, and the revenue volume is growing. Number of customers is also expanding at a pace of 11%. We still have more room to grow. AWS and others. Everything can be equipped with this type of security, but the attach rate is still low, and we are working together with various partners to go further into the AWS environment. We want to see high attach rate. So we believe that there is still a lot of room to grow. This deep discovery sales has grown 24% year-on-year. Again, this is a very strong growth, and the number of customers is growing as well. Moving on to the user protection segment. As was mentioned before, we have EDR. It's a new functionality. For U.S. and global, this has been shipped for more than 6 months, Middle East, Asia, and Europe. We will see this new APEX ONE. Well, actually, the sales is very strong in those areas. Japan was very cautious, and finally, delivery started on the 31st of July. APEX ONE is now available, and we want to further accelerate this business. VirusBuster Corporate Edition was the old name, but we do have a big user base in the Japanese market. New EDR functionality can be provided to those users, and using XDR, we can provide various services. Managed security services is taken care of by some partners. We can work closely with those partners, and this should expand our business and partners' business. So our partners have been really waiting for APEX ONE, which has finally started. For Trend Micro Japan, we have actually the largest user base and therefore a very high expectation. With regard to the SaaS model, we have been working with a VirusBuster Business Security Service for SMEs, and we are seeing a 37% growth. Every quarter, we are growing this business. CAS, Office for Office 365, there are some large deals that are being closed. We are seeing growth in this SaaS model. For Office 365, of course, security is necessary. The question is, can we bundle our product? We do have expectation for growth for SaaS-type CAS business. For consumer, global and the Japanese market, Mr. Negi mentioned this earlier, but we see a very strong growth in the mobile channel. So users who are accessing the internet via the smartphone can receive a proper explanation, and that leads to sales of our products. The password manager and other mobile products are showing growth of 1.9-fold or 1.8-fold. Enterprise PC is strong, but consumer PC is not. Trend Micro is the only company that is growing revenue in this consumer segment. Now, for global business, home network security products for people's homes. Sales started in Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. We are seeing steady growth of revenue. Home network security is showing a growth of 3.2-fold year-on-year. This shows that we are developing new business. Now, IoT, we have a list of announcements listed here. Stratus, Trend Micro, and CEC, fault tolerance system for factory use with redundancy. This is where Trend Micro's deep security can be provided. So CEC is providing support, and we are collaborating in this area. We made this announcement. Security for factories has already started. This is also a complete white space for Trend Micro. We are beginning to enter a completely new user base. So IoT gateway equipped with IoT security, sales have started. And this is Japan Systemware and also Century Systems. Mitsubishi Electric produces industry PC. And as their standard whitelist-type security, they have decided to use our SafeLock as a standard or default. So we are showing a lot of announcements in the industry area. This is still small, but we are beginning to see some income coming in from these businesses. And we believe that these businesses will continue to grow on a monthly basis. And finally, all of these began in the second quarter. And thank you very much for waiting. On the 20th of June, we have finally established the TX1 networks, Trend Micro and Moxa as one. IoT, ICS, focused security product company, TX1 networks. Finally established, and I am serving as the chairman of this organization. And we're making a lot of efforts day and night to generate revenue from this business. TX1 networks will provide EdgeFire, EdgeGuard, SafeLock ICS, and portable security. These are the different products. And these are not finalized product names yet. But within the factory, in the production line, there are various equipments which are controlled by programmable logic. And it's not really encrypted. It's really actually quite risky. So we're talking about firewall and IPS dedicated to factories. These are small boxes, and they can operate anywhere between -40 to +70 degrees centigrade. So we have EdgeFire and EdgeGuard. And especially for EdgeGuard, there was no security product in this area at all in the past. This is a completely new area for us to enter. And in May, we invited global end users and held an event and showed this product. And we are beginning to receive a lot of inquiries from around the world, including Japan. This is not officially commercialized yet, but some discussions are already ongoing.
One thing in regard to ODC, this is a console for OT, and within the factory for configuration and vulnerability situation, it is possible to monitor through this. As there's OT and IT convergence, there may be unfamiliar elements of OT that need to be visualized. And with a deep discovery and tipping point, we're covering the upper layers, but now we're going to have a linkage and we'll be offering a comprehensive solution. Here's the tipping point, deep discovery, and the new products. And this shows the areas covered so that we are a company that can provide you total coverage. And we have the existing IT and OT areas, and what products can be deployed and what the linkage is shown here. So we can talk about these matters comprehensively. And because it involves OT matters, it'll be necessary to have different types of knowledge than just simply IT systems. So in the area of OT, we are looking at new sales channels that will be focused in this area. And we are developing this. So for IoT, we are making positive efforts with, for example, Docomo. Currently it's 4G, but we are anticipating 5G and holding events of this kind with Docomo so that we can cover both 4G and 5G, and there will be several POCs carried out this year. Including the factory area, there are many events that we are promoting, and we have dedicated to the factory what is referred to as ARC. This is an event which covers that area where we make an appearance, and we have shown demonstrations that are quite easy to understand, so that in the IoT and ICS areas which are new to us, we have the new efforts made in the area of XDR. All of these will be tied together so that in the new business areas, we will be able to add to the existing market areas that we cover. Already efforts have started in this area. With that, I would like to close off.